This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now, some help for breaking an addiction many of us suffer from. Premium cable. Cable giant Comcast reported solid earnings for the quarter ending in March, despite a loss of 60,000 cable subscribers in that same period. The revenue was a result of higher cable bills for 72% of their customers. Premium channels like HBO, Showtime, and AMC are pricey, and with many programs available on Netflix, Hulu, and other online sources, some viewers are choosing to cut the cable cord. Those hanging on say they want to watch what they want, when they want it.
So I calculated, and I can last in New York for 3.5 more days, maybe 7 if I don't eat lunch.
A crime scene might be the only place left where I can still control the chaos.
There are 5 pups, one for each of the Stark children.
What about you?
I'm not a Stark.
Pleasure to meet you, Don. Hell of a cocktail.
Here to give us some practical tips on cutting the cord to premium cable is David Sirota. He's a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist and author and a contributor to Salon, where he wrote about his own break from cable. David, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So we've reached that point where we can cut the cord?
I certainly think so. I mean, I was hesitant to do it for probably about a year when I had heard that people were starting to do this. And I was hesitant because I didn't want to lose access to the content that I want. But I made a lot of preparations for cutting the cord, and I feel pretty comfortable now that I've done it that I haven't really lost anything that I actually really want. Now, I should say, I am not a sports junkie, and that cutting the cord for people who are really, really into sports, that's a little bit more dicey. But even doing that is possible depending on the sport that you're interested in, because they now have the team and sports league packages for many of the leagues out there on demand. The issue is you have to get comfortable with paying a la carte. So you're not paying a monthly bill, but for the content that you want, you're going to have to be paying on a kind of ad hoc basis. But the end result typically is you're saving more money than you were spending before.
How much money are people spending on cable monthly?
Well, I have the bundle that I had the bundle that a lot of people have, which is phone, internet, and cable TV. And when we got rid of, in our house, cable TV but kept the phone and the internet, we ended up saving about $100 a month. So I've heard anywhere from $75 to $100 a month in savings if you simply get rid of cable TV but also keep your internet. Keeping the internet, by the way, is key.
Well, of course, because a lot of this content that you're finding is now on the internet, correct?
That's right. So when you cut the cord, the metaphor is you're cutting the cable cord, but you're keeping the internet. And through the internet now, you can get so much of your content. I mean, here's the thing. If you look at just two of the biggest consumer content providers on the internet of video services, Netflix and Hulu Plus, between those two alone, at a rate of $7.99 a month, you're going to be inundated. I mean, there's more content there than probably any single human being could possibly watch.
I guess the thing, though, is, David, that this changes our habits. We have to go and sit down at the computer and seek these things out rather than, you know, just flopping out on the couch when you get home and watching the news, right?
That's exactly right. And that's the difference, although there's an asterisk there that I'll get to in a second. It is the difference in the sense that it's less passive TV watching and more active TV watching, that you're not just sitting there flipping on the TV and just being exposed to whatever's on. You have to kind of know what you want. I mean, there's certainly ways to look at what's offered on Hulu, what's offered on Netflix, but you really, it's you going to get the media. Now, I say there was an asterisk there because the other thing that I encourage people to do when you cut the cord is get what's known as HD rabbit ears. Remember the old wheels?
Oh, right. Back in the day.
Exactly. We all used to get TV for free before cable, where we had an antenna on the top of our houses, and we had TV, and we got over-the-air. Well, guess what? Those over-the-air signals are still out there. So if you get an HD antenna, and you don't need to put it on your roof anymore, you can actually just put it behind your TV. You have your TV search for channels. Depending on where you live, you're probably going to find between 30 and 60 channels. I live in a major urban population. I get 60 channels, and that includes, we're talking ABC, CBS, NBC.
Well, here in New Hampshire, we have a lot of trouble with reception, and I did notice that one of the people who commented on your article said you can use something called QAM. Now, what is this?
Yeah, this is really interesting. So QAM signals are basically the signals that go over a coaxial cable, and many of the stations that you can get over the air are simply put on any coaxial cable that's connected to the cable system for free. The cable companies don't advertise this. It's sort of an FCC regulation that they have to put it there. So in many places, you can actually not pay for cable. You can plug in that cable cord, and you will be getting those what's known as in-the-clear QAM channels. And again, those are NBC, CBS, ABC. Now, one asterisk on that. There's a big fight at the FCC right now about whether even those signals will be encrypted. And ultimately, those signals may be encrypted, but in many markets, they aren't yet.
David Sirota is with us. He's a newspaper columnist and author, and he wrote in Salon about cutting the cord to cable. Now that there's so much available online, doesn't need it anymore. Now, I know we can watch Hulu and Netflix and premium streaming on our computers, but is there a way to get it onto our television?
Right, that's a great question, and that was one of the things I was a little worried about when I decided to make the change, is that my computer is my work machine. It's in my office. I want to have some work-life separation. It's not easy for me to relax in front of my computer, but I have a TV in my living room. If I'm going to get content from the Internet, how do I get it actually onto my TV? Well, there's a couple ways to do this. The two easiest ways are there's something called an Apple TV, which is this $99 device from Apple Computer, which lets you mirror anything on your computer screen or your smartphone screen onto your TV screen. It's got over this thing called AirPlay. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is you can simply get a cord. Most TVs today have the HDMI input on the back of it. That's what you plug your DVD in. You can get a cord that goes from your smartphone or your iPad or your computer straight into that HDMI input on your TV, and then your TV essentially becomes your computer.
How about quality, though? We have all experienced that headache of, you know, waiting for a film for a video to buffer or load times. Is there an argument for those who think they absolutely need premium cable because of the quality?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. I mean, one of the things we worried about when we cut the cord was, well, look, cable, there's once in a while there's a quality issue, but for the most part, you turn your TV on, you know the content's coming, you don't have to worry about intermittent service. With streaming video, there is this idea that sometimes you have to wait for buffering, sometimes the internet is slow, sometimes it makes the experience more intermittent sometimes, and it's very annoying. Who hasn't watched a movie at one point on their computer where you get that buffer wheel and you're at the dramatic scene and it's just incredibly frustrating? So my workaround on that is to encourage people, when you cut the cord, try to make sure that the devices that are connected directly into your TV are not using your wireless or Wi-Fi service in your house, but are directly connected into your internet connection through a hard wire. The key here is not to run video streaming content over Wi-Fi in your house, not because you'll be charged more for it, but because it's a slower connection. The faster that connection is to your TV, the more seamless and the less intermittent the signal will be.
There are programs like Mad Men on AMC. Game of Thrones on HBO is one that, it's the most illegally downloaded, apparently, program in history. How about these kind of programs, these premium things that you can't get on Hulu?
Right. That was a big question for our family as well. I mean, you can get Mad Men if you wait a year and you'll get the season before. So essentially, you'd be a year late. I don't want to wait for certain shows. And typically, the shows that I don't want to wait for, you can still go online and legally purchase those shows. And if you do the math is overwhelmingly in the favor of actually doing that and cutting your cable bill, and you'll still end up saving money. Mad Men cost, I think it was $30+ for the whole season. And that's not nothing. I mean, that's a lot of money. But if you're saving $75, $100 a month by not paying for cable, it would mean that in order for that not to be worth it, you'd have to be buying two original full series every single month for it not to be worth it. The major critically acclaimed shows that are out there right now that aren't available on Hulu Plus, that aren't available on Netflix, they are most of the time still available on, for instance, the Apple Store or any other legal place where you can download them for a fee. And again, the fee is not insubstantial, but it's way less than you're going to pay for cable.
Well, and it also raises the whole question of free content in general, doesn't it? I mean, the cable companies are producing series, Showtime is producing series, AMC is, because they depend on people paying for it, right? So are we, in some ways, if we're cutting the cable cord, contributing to that whole idea of content and intellectual property being made, but no one really wants to pay for it.
Well, I would say this. I would say that the way we've done it in our household is, I think, to respect the rules that are out there right now. Look, when I write books, I understand the value of intellectual property. My point here is that there are legal ways, very legal, very above the board ways, to say I'm not going to pay for the delivery system of this content in this way, which is exorbitant in my estimation. Cable bills continue to rise way faster than inflation. I'm going to pay for the content that I want in ways that still provide me almost all of the content I want. I'm just paying for it in a more a la carte kind of way, which ends up saving me money. I would flip the issue around and say this. If I'm not watching most of cable TV, especially if I'm not watching sports, which tend to be the most expensive part of a cable bill, and I'm still paying for cable nonetheless, then I'm subsidizing other people watching all of those channels. And that's not fair to me. My content demand, what I want, costs a lot less than what the packaged cable bill cost. And I think that's the way it is for a lot of people, that the cable companies are making more money than they need to make for programming by creating this situation that has bundled content all together and says one size fits all. And we're moving now finally into an era where a la carte pricing actually allows the consumer to say, I want this and this and this, but I don't want the rest of this, and I'm willing to pay for X, Y, and Z, but I don't want to pay for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and that ends up saving the consumer money, but also making sure that the money that the consumer is spending is going to support the content that that particular consumer wants.
David Sirota, nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, author, and contributor to Salon.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We posted a link to his article, Get Rid of Your Cable TV Package Now. That's with an exclamation point. That's on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.